We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the first edition of the week. New week. A good week, Bill. A good collect on Monday week for the Stay Cashin' show. I am joined by the best producer on the planet, Evan Hand. Evan, how you doing today?
Doing good. I'm never worked so much in my life, but it's all for good purpose.
Boy, you look tired. You look a little. You look like you're. You need a couple days off.
I am tired, but
you know what? Take Thursday off, dude.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Yeah, we're not doing a show Thursday. We're giving Evan a day
and
off.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Take it all off. Yeah,
I appreciate you.
All right, cool. I just need you here tomorrow. So if we could do that, because we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel. And ladies and gentlemen, the Collect on Monday man himself, Bill Rupp. Bill, you had a good day yesterday. You had a good day Sunday. A lot of collecting going on in the world of 4Deep, especially Rupp Nation.
You know it. Sunday we did very well.
Mm-hmm. Hit a plus 650. You hit your max bet. Bill comes out with a max bet. Smash that. I know you had another couple wins. You killed the live bets on the St. Louis game.
And I took my man Gunzel on Pittsburgh to score a goal. He scored one, and the Rangers still won. So I made out both on that.
At the middle, you fucking almost swept yesterday.
Yeah, just fucking Brewers couldn't score any runs. Score one run. They had to find. I knew it. First inning, bases loaded. They didn't get the run in. I knew it. You know when things just change the game, mm-hmm. and you know you're fucked right off the bat when you have like 2.5. Even at 2.5, you know you're fucked right when they have bases loaded, first inning, and they don't score. You know you're fucked. Yep. And ended up being fucked. But didn't really matter. Made it back. So moving on to today, and hopefully the same outcome.
Yeah, I mean, we finally tough April. April showers bring May flowers, right? That's what they say. So April was not a banner month for the company. That was for sure. Seems like we all got cold at the same time, which I guess you could look at as a bad thing, because you know obviously it wasn't fun when there was usually if one or two of us gets cold, there's another guy to lean on. Really wasn't the case. And then hockey playoffs started. Ghost pulled us out of the fucking swamp, just absolutely killing. Now I've had a few good days in a row, feel like we're back. Swept the max bets yesterday, 3-0. Had a great Sunday. I think won like 15 units on Sunday. Bill Rupp's on fire now. The whole team's kind of turning. We're back. So maybe it was the best blessing in the world that we all got cold at the same time, because maybe now we're all going to be hot for the next fucking 4 months. So, I'm excited, and you guys should be too. So if you haven't signed up, get over there, 4deepbets.com. You always want to join this company. For those of you that kind of come in and out and come in and out, you always want to come in as the team is getting hot. So if you missed the cold end of April, mid-April, even all of April, technically for me, it's the right time. So get in, 4deepbets.com. Everything's on the website, $27 for a week, or you could do the one-month package, $97, and you'll still get the money-back guarantee on Night Ghost Hockey. Unfortunately for you, he's up a million units and he's going to keep being up a million units. So that probably won't be necessary.
Yeah, they're not getting any money back.
They're not getting any money back.
Now, I mean, yeah.
You know what you're doing? You're a fucking idiot, because we literally offered your money back. And if you didn't fucking join, you should have made 3 subscriptions worth off his plays alone. But there's still 2-3 more rounds. So get in now. Take advantage of this shit. And NASCAR's been fire, too. NASCAR's been great. NASCAR's been fun. So Bill Rupp, Evan Hand, what do you want to talk about before we get into the plays? What do we got on the headline front?
I guess we can start off with Kyrie saying that he wished he didn't have a blow-up with LeBron and that they could have won many more championships together and all that stuff. And he almost basically saying he wished he stayed in Cleveland with LeBron.
I mean, listen, I know what happened there. Bill, I'll take your take on it. We literally have less than a 40% like rate right now. Very bad. Very weak. I mean, we punished you guys last time, and it's like we punish you and you get worse. We expect you to get better. So pick that up. Bill Rupp, what do you think of Kyrie wanting to get back with LeBron?
Oh, no, I don't think he wants to get back. That ship has sailed. Yeah. LeBron is done. It's that he regrets not riding the ship what they had it years ago. Mm-hmm. Further to win more championships. I mean, hey, you can regret all you want. I mean, it's over, right? You know, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
I personally, we'll talk about the SI cover model for a second. I personally know exactly what went on there. You guys probably won't believe it, but Kyrie was being anointed into the cabal. And that's what took place. And that's what happens when you get lined up with LeBron. He was mentoring him. He was grooming him. And Kyrie had too big of a personality and didn't want to be anyone's bitch. And he pissed off LeBron. He got ostracized out into the fucking wasteland where now he has no one. And he fucking hates it because he thought he'd be running championships with Durant and Harden and all these guys. And now he's just out on an island. He doesn't have the fucking cabal. He doesn't have the connections. Everyone thinks a piece of shit. And he regrets his move, and that's unfortunate. But I really don't give a fuck about him. I don't give a fuck about LeBron. Like, fuck both those guys. So, don't care. Kyrie, you're cool, but whatever.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, you should have never pissed off LeBron. If you're going to get into the fucking cabal, get into the fucking cabal. Don't go one foot in. Sports Illustrated cover model has caused quite a stir, and this is sports, considering it was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Evan, have you seen this Kansas City Six on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Kim K?
Have you seen this girl?
I've seen it. Yeah, I saw her Instagram.
Yeah, and like everyone's attacking me because I basically said, like, fucking, she's not hot. Like, whatever, she's fine. I'd fuck her. Like, Bill would fuck her. I wouldn't, like, brag to my friends about it. I wouldn't, like, fucking be like, hey, this is the chick I'm fucking. I'd sneak her out the back door at a dive bar and fucking catch a beach behind the dumpster. Like, maybe I'd let her over, you know, if she did blow or fucking partied. Maybe I'd bring her by, catch her. I'd probably bang her, but you know,
yeah, I'd fucking tell everybody, fuck it. Who the fuck am I? Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hide her. Like, she's not ugly, she's not fat, she's not disgusting, she's a big girl. I mean, she's not healthy. Everyone's like, oh well, you should like natural girls. That bitch ain't natural, dude. That's whole fucking cover's Photoshop. That's not what she looks like. She doesn't look like. They covered all the dimples and the stretch marks and all the shit. The tits that fall to the fucking armpits. Like, that shit's all fucking. That's not what you see, bro. So if you're trying to tell me and Mad Lab are actually going to have a fucking fight over it, Bill. Because we've been going back and forth, me and Lab, on Twitter. And we said we're going to have an episode. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it'll be. I don't know what platform. But me and Lab will fucking definitely go at it. Let me just show you something.
Yeah, so. You guys won't.
Yeah, we will. We'll probably just.
No, you won't, because it's in another day. By Thursday, the story will be old and no one's gonna care.
Right, we'll probably do it. You
either had to do it yesterday.
No, we'll do it.
We'll just do it yesterday or today, and then after that, no one gives a rat's.
Yeah, we'll probably do it on the phone, and none of you will hear it. And I'll just
exactly.
Tell you.
So it's
yeah.
Done. That's.
But here's the thing. Okay, here is her in 2019. Can you guys see this?
Yeah, basically.
Roughly, yeah.
All right, that's a pretty thick, you know, not fat, not at all, like just a little thick. That's a hot, thick chick, 2019.
I mean, I'd...
Oh, yeah, I'd fucking smash that. Yeah. That I would fucking... Yeah, yo, check out my girl.
Nice, take her to a nice fucking...
I bring her to the fucking...
Sizzler buffet, and then we go home.
Yeah, yeah, you're going Sizzler with that. And 2 years later, this is the girl that got on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That is what she really looks like. That is her Instagram. So not the Photoshop shit that you see. That's a slap of
bottom. Again, not bad.
Listen, it's listen.
Well, listen, I mean,
there's no way I'm fucking that before midnight.
This is the problem here. This is the problem. People just can't get away from things that you're not, bro. You're not a model. That's it. Be something else.
Yeah.
Models are fucking skinny sticks that go up and down the catwalk. And pose for clothing.
Right.
Does anybody want to see my fucking stomach on fucking Abercrombie now? No. Maybe nope. 20 years ago,
yeah.
I was a fucking animal, but not anymore. No, not anymore. Not anymore, guys. You don't want to see it. There's Bill Rupp right there. That's where you see it. That Bill Rupp, maybe you guys want to see. But not this Bill Rupp. No. I know that I'm not fucking... gonna do that's why I don't care, bro. If you're not a fucking model, you're not a model. Be something else.
I'm the same. And what happens is this is not about this girl. Everyone's like, you're attacking this girl physically, you're body shaming her. I said I'd fuck her. I said she's attractive. She's a six and a half, right? Like she's fine. I'd fuck her. But when you start fucking making me, because they're shoving these fucking overweight, and not even her as much.
Does anybody do you get just so nowadays you just get to be whatever you want to be now?
They're just shoving this. No one's attracted to fat girls on Calvin Klein ads. Calvin Klein had a girl that was 350 pounds on an ad. They had a pregnant guy on a fucking recent ad the other day. They have every girl on TV is just gigantic and looks like fucking Lizzo or whatever her name is. No, bro, this is an agenda. I know what you're doing. You're not going to shame me for saying that girl ain't that hot. She's fine. But for the cover of Sports Illustrated, listen, if I meet a girl at a bar, listen, I'm 42. I'm fucking, my face looks like a fucking catcher's mitt. I'm out of shape. I have no hip. I'm nowhere near fucking 24-year-old shipmates, Tommy. You want to see someone that's slayed? Go to fucking Shipmates on YouTube. Search Tommy G. I would have fucked you, your mother, and your sister. Why in front of you? That's how good looking I was. I'm fine, right? Like, I'm probably a 6.5 myself right now. So it's like when I go to the bar and someone's like, oh, Tommy, you look good. I'm like, yeah, for 42, I think I look all right. But now, I'm not going to fucking go put myself on the cover of Playgirl.
Well, what was
and
the
expect
other,
anyone was, to want to buy it.
There was another cover, too, with, like, a grandma on there.
Yeah, they had a fucking old lady on it. They had a chick that was this big. Like, my whole thing is, like, stop fucking pretending like I'm supposed to think this is beautiful. You don't get that. She's fine. And some people probably think she's a smoke show. That's fine. But stop forcing girls that are 60 pounds overweight. I mean, depending on where you go online, one place says she's 5'6", 190. The other one says that she's 5'11", 240. I don't know what it is. Both of them are fucking fat. That's fine. I mean, listen, my girlfriend got up to 138. I was like, I need to bring that down a little bit. You're 5'6". Need to get that back into the 20s, darling. let's not see a fucking 3 on that scale unless it's coming after a 2, okay? How about that? So, I mean, and not 230. But stop telling me what I'm supposed to think is beautiful. The fucking transgender fucking men. Stop. So this poor girl is taking the brunt of the fact that this is another in the many lines of you telling me what beauty is. No. Fuck off, Bill.
I mean, listen, I've already said it. She's not a model. Or you know, I mean, maybe for if you want, like.
Oh, if your girlfriend went from that, right? Right? Evan, your girl's a smoke show. She's fucking hot. She's cool. She's everything, right? Cool. Great. She looks like this. She looks better than this. But let's say she looks like this, right? She goes, baby, I'm going to London for 3 months. She's got a fucking internship. And she comes back and walks in the door like that. You're fucking out, bro.
Not necessarily.
You're out. Listen, this girl shouldn't be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And she's hot.
You got to fucking say, listen, for health reasons.
Every reason.
Said, in COVID,
sweat, obese, fucking dimples and stretch
people,
mark reasons.
Obese people were dying during COVID.
Yes.
So you don't want to be obese. It's not good at all to be obese. I mean, I'm not the healthiest fucking guy in the world. I'm surprised I'm still alive. But, I mean, I'm not fucking overweight.
Right.
So, I mean,
I'm fat right now, and I'm way less overweight than she is. I mean, I feel like I'm out of shape right now. And I feel like I'm in 1,000 times better shape than her. She's 25.
I mean, that's not, bro, listen, it's not putting those skinny sticks up there for girls to
that's not good either.
Is not good. And putting that up there is not good either.
Neither are good.
Because
right.
That's not, neither are healthy, neither are good. So we're not just saying that the fat people or the obese people are bad too. Those skinny twigs were going up and down the runway during fucking
that's not healthy either.
New York City are not healthy either.
Listen, I've dipped my dick in some thickened nuggets many times, okay? I would fuck her 100%. I got no problem with it. But there's not one girl I've banged that's not thick. That's big. She's big, all right? You like the thickened nuggets, don't you, Evan? So she's big, big. Evan's going to die. She's big, big, right? And I'd hit it. Cool. Bet. But there's not one girl like that who's not a little insecure, right, Bill? Who's like, you know, putting the T-shirt on after sex and doing like she's not loving her. She's not walking around like, hey, you see all these stretch marks? And cool, bet. It's fine. Don't care. But don't put her on the fucking cover of fucking Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. No, no. Give me something hot. Don't give me them thickened nuggets. Don't give me them thickened nuggets, Evan.
What a word.
I made that up literally right now.
All right. How about your boy, Tommy?
What's that?
Your boy took down his Twitter. Nestor Cortez.
What?
Yeah. He, when he was in high school, he wrote racist comments, used the N-word at least 13 times. And he took down his Twitter. He said it was from when he was in high school. He's sorry.
I'll go to war. You want to see me go get banned?
It was his high school.
Fuck with Nestor Cortez.
It was his high school Twitter tweets. And he said he's sorry, but he took it down.
I mean,
he said no. It says Cortez appeared to be quoting rap lyrics in at least some of the tweets.
Who cares if he said the fucking N-word?
Using the words to demean anyone directly. I felt like it wasn't the right message that I wanted to send out when I was at 17 years old, Cortez said before Monday's game against Baltimore. Those happened 10 years ago. I deactivated my Twitter to clean it up, to clean stuff up. It's not acceptable, he added. I think I could have managed myself and said stuff.
No, you couldn't have. You were 17. You couldn't have. You were 17. You were 7 fucking teen years old. You're not even legal to get married. You're not legal to fucking do, like, you're 4 years away from being legal to drink a fucking beer. You can't even rent a fucking car. You can't fuck, I'm sorry, not married, vote. You can't do anything at 17. There's certain movies you're barely of age to see. You definitely can't be responsible 10 years later for what you said or did at 17. 4 years later, me and Bill Rupp were whipping our dicks out and laying them on fucking people's heads at parties. Like, taking pictures. We were talking last night, taking the fucking little cameras, the disposable cameras, and fucking putting them down our pants, taking pictures of our dicks because people had to go develop them. That's what I was doing at 22. I was robbing a bank at 23. I don't want anyone to judge me by what I did when I was fucking retarded, let alone a dude like this who's not even white. So technically, I thought Latinos were allowed to say the N-word, aren't they? They fucking do it everywhere in the world. So he's not even like he's a white guy doing it. It's fucking Nestor Cortez. He looks like fucking Super Mario. He's having a great season. Leave the fucking guy alone. So he wrote the fucking N-word 13 times when he was 17. Who fucking cares? Fucking so done with it. Nestor, I'm coming for you. Don't worry. I'm coming. I'm coming to save you. I'm going to go on a mission for Nestor Cortez on Twitter. What else we got here, Eddie?
Leafs hockey player Mitch Marner, he got jumped yesterday or 2 days ago, probably because the Leafs can't make it out of the first round of the playoffs.
Well, we actually have Ghost coming on, I think, in a few minutes. So if you want to move NHL up, and then we can go into that. I don't know if he's available or if he's here, or if he's ready or not. But yeah, imagine Nestor Cortez right now getting canceled because of a word. Like, shut the fuck up. Go after the people who were offended by words. Why don't we go after those people and cancel those people? The shit that I've been called and you've been called and fucking get mad at the people who were offended by words. Fuck out of here. So let me do this first before we go into the NHL. I want to talk about that when Ghost comes on, E. So I'll save that topic. Is there any other topics? Because I want to give out this 3 o'clock bet.
One quick thing. Drew Brees is out as a analyst after 1 year.
Really?
He got the hair done.
Dude, he got his hair done all nice. He looked all fucking good. All got
hair plugs and everything, and now he's done.
I didn't think he was that good. I thought he would be better. But, I mean, listen, he's better than a lot of the other shit that they keep around there. The Booger McFarlane's and fucking jerk-offs like that. I mean, it's a little shocking. A little surprising, actually. Had to be something more there. You got to remember, Drew Brees does lean right. He's pretty conservative. He was, in a lot of controversy over the flag stuff and all that. So it's probably just woke ESPN seeing something. I guarantee you they found something he said or did or something that went against the woke culture over there. And that's probably the reason he's out, because he was the one who was saying that he doesn't believe people should kneel for the flag, remember? And his whole team turned on him and shit. Mm-hmm. So I guarantee it's not with that. Listen, people like that shouldn't – am I frozen? Yeah. People like that shouldn't go work for ESPN. Anyone with strong, independent, free-thinking beliefs or right-leaning beliefs should not work for that libtard, fucking, cucked-up, little bit of pussy bitch channel. End of story.
I'll work there. ESPN, I like you.
Well, you're a whore.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to work here. If I have to drive into the city, never mind. Don't call me.
Sure, okay. ESPN's very upset right now.
Hey, listen, don't call me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, am I going to fight for Drew Brees? No, I didn't think he was that good. But you know, was he bad enough to get fired? Not a fucking.
Wait, well, you're saying that ESPN wouldn't want me? Are you nuts?
No, they would not go near you.
Yes, they would want me.
No.
Yes.
They'd want you as much as I'd want that fucking fat chick on the Sports Illustrated. Like, they'd be like, all right, fine. Seems like it may be fun. And then all of a sudden, once they fucking get to the guts of it and start to see, you know, unpeel the onion, they'd realize, oh my God, what are we doing here?
No, never. It's a bored, never,
it's a bored
never,
mission.
Never.
Yeah, for sure.
Ghost, ghost, come on, bro. It's fucking 90 outside.
This is how I dress, Bill Rupp. Bill, I got a sweatshirt, a t-shirt. Normally, I'd have a guinea tee on with boxers and jeans under it. This is how I go out, even when it's 90 degrees.
Listen, I hate heat, so I couldn't. But at the same token, I love the sweatshirt, so I can't ever not get anyone wearing a sweatshirt.
It's always easier to take it off than it is to put it on.
Oh, talk dirty to me, Ghosty Buns.
I mean, he's got to be sweating like a pig under there.
Talk dirty to me, Ghosty Buns.
Feels great.
It's actually windy out today, but it's still warm.
It's a nice little breeze.
I mean, I was outside smoking in my sweatshirt. I didn't think it was that hot.
It was a nice breeze. If you hear it too much, let me know.
No, we're fine. Let me do this, Ghost, before we get to hockey. I wanted to give out a baseball bet. So I do have a bet. Evan, if you could write it in as I give it out. So the game is at 3 o'clock, Bill. Let's talk about this one for a second, then we'll go to hockey, and then we'll come back to baseball. I like the Cardinals today a lot in this game. They're minus 108. So
game one?
What's up?
Game one.
Game one. 3:10 p.m. I really like this matchup. Let me just send this out. There we go. I really like this matchup because I don't think Williams is very good. Mikolas has been great. Ghost, I know the Cardinals are a team that you do like to pay some attention to, even though you're pretty much balls deep in hockey right now. I don't think Williams is good. He's probably only going to go about four innings, probably get a bunch of bullpen. Great hitting weather here in New York. I keep saying this is what's going to hurt the Mets when the hitting weather really warms up. I just don't know if they have the sticks. You know, you're really leaning on a lot of fucking Lindor and Pete Alonso here on this team. You look at the bottom of this Mets lineup, Eduardo Escobar is fine, you know. Guillermo, fucking Jankowski, Mazeika. This lineup's not scaring anyone. And then you go over to the Cardinals lineup, Edmund, Goldie, Arenado, Molina, Carlson.
I like Mikolas.
What's up?
I do like Mikolas. The only thing I don't like about him, he's just not a power pitcher. That's why people aren't as big on him. But he had a great year 2 years ago. He flubbed a little last year, but he's looking good this year.
Yeah, he's looking good. And yeah, great hitting weather here. We got 76 degrees, 19 mile per hour wind blowing out. So before the show ends, I may have another play that we put out in this game too. I do think Bill has one that he may give out now on this game so that I don't have to.
You know, I have a parlay that I'm doing all day. So I'm on Cardinals team total, over 1.5 or even 2.5 if you want to go 2.5 to add it more. I have the Yankees money line, the Astros over 1.5 team total, and Colorado over 2.5.
Sorry, if you could just throw that. If you could throw that.
Yeah, I'm going to write it down. That's my
goal. I was like, Evans, I see his cursor just going like this.
Yeah, I'll write it down. Yeah, that's my all-day parlay.
And keep in mind, guys, when you hear that, when you hear 1.5, 2.5, those are alt lines available on sites like MGM and other sites like that.
We 365 has them now, too.
365, right. So that won't be on every book.
And, I mean, also what I'm also for later today.
We're going to baseball after this. So if it's just the Cardinals, just hit that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll circle back to baseball. So keep in mind, guys, 20 mile per hour wind going out for right center and 76 degrees. Could be a good opportunity here. I'm probably going to take a stab at an Arenado or a Goldie homer in this game too, or you know, at least the total bases on this. So Ghosty Buns. Evan was talking to us about some hockey player. What was that? What went on? Some guy in Toronto got fucking stabbed or shot or fucked a fat girl on Sports Illustrated. What happened?
Mitch Marner got mugged.
Mitch Marner got mugged.
Athletes getting mugged all the time.
Yeah, fuck him, right?
Yeah, Mitch Marner, he probably got mugged and got his ass beat.
Like the Lightning beat their ass?
You know what? The one thing I could say about the Leafs losing this round is it's not a typical loss in previous years. This was probably the toughest matchup they would have faced. They had a great run. It was a good series, back and forth. unfortunately, they couldn't close it out. But I don't think that this was a typical collapse or choke job by them. There's going to be a lot of good coaches out there this offseason. And I think if they pick the right one, they really have a chance to win next year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun series, if nothing else. Hit the like button, you fucking mooks. Jesus Christ. So as far as a recap kind of what went on goes to where are you at unit-wise? Where are you, anything you want to share with everyone about how you are making me look good by skull-fucking when I basically said you would?
So we finished the first round up over 40 units. We smashed our series bets. We smashed our game-by-game plays. Bill could fill you in on how the Rangers came back 3-1 and took that series. The one thing I will say about that series is people are going to say the Rangers got lucky, the refs favored them, and you know what? They got lucky enough to be in a chance to get back to Game 7, and when they got to Game 7, they played a healthy Penguins team, which is what Penguins fans wanted, and they finished the game at home. Now, the only thing I could say to that is you don't know how the rest of Game 5 and 6 would have won if Crosby didn't get hurt. It was a 2-0 game. Anything could happen in the second half of the game. We've seen the Rangers come back many a times.
Rangers scored 3 goals every second period every game. Right. So that wasn't anything that insane.
I think this was the Penguins series to lose as much as it was the Rangers getting lucky. But in game 7, when everything was a level playing field, the Rangers came out and won it and got through.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was great. I know a lot of futures at the 4DeepBets.com facility we're all sitting on here. So what about the other series here? Obviously, your Panthers advanced, the Lightning advanced, the Blues series you talked about last time you were on. Blues had already advanced. So we don't need to go into that. Avalanche got through. Thank God my Calgary Flames snuck through. So made it through on that.
We told you last Friday that the Stars were going to win Game 6. They won Game 6. Game 7 came around. We rode the Flames. We won the Flames bet, team total, and Game 7. Yeah. Now, the good thing about being a subscriber is if you got in from the beginning, you now have 3 of the 4 East teams to win the cup. You have the Panthers plus 2,000, the Hurricanes plus 1,500, and the Rangers plus 1,600 or better. So you have a 75% chance of making the finals with one of your futures.
But the team that I'm curious about in the series I'm most interested in here is the Hurricanes Rangers series. So I know that's tomorrow, so maybe we'll bring you on tomorrow and talk of that. But real quick, were you surprised? I know you had the Hurricanes advancing in that one, but does that worry you a little bit going forward with the home ice team literally just straight dominating? Are they going to struggle on the road versus the Rangers too?
So we had a Hurricanes future before the series, and I really like the Bruins in the last round to push that series. So we hit the Bruins plus 1.5 over in the games, and we lost the Bruins outright to win that series. But that was almost like a hedge to our future. This series is going to be a tough test for the Rangers, and the Hurricanes are one of the teams they struggled with most over the years. The Hurricanes knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years ago, I believe it was. It was one of the COVID years. And if Freddie Anderson's back for the Hurricanes, I don't really see a path for the Rangers to get out of the second round. If Anderson's out and Ronta starts again, the Rangers have to capitalize on it. They have to capitalize early because they're not going to have games to give like they did with the Penguins. So it's going to be a tough test for the Rangers this round.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit. Couple games tonight. God, I just fucking love when hockey's still going on. I'm going to be so depressed. It's just it's such a better sport. Playoff hockey, we say it every year. It's such a good sport. It's so clean. Everyone tries fucking hard. There's fucking no drama.
Not laughing on the ice.
You rarely end a game where it's like, that was bullshit. They shouldn't have made that call. I mean, you'll have people saying the refs were leaned one way, leaned the other. It's just such a clean fucking game to bet. You just never want to fucking shoot yourself in the head when it's over.
Because hockey players aren't friends with each other on the ice.
Right, like, they hate each other.
Right. They'll wait till after. They'll wait till they go play Worlds and their international tournaments, and they'll wait till the handshake line. But once that puck drops, there's no friends out there, and that's what I think separates it from basketball.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's just a cleaner game. It's just a good game. So tonight we got the Lightning and the Panthers, and we got the Blues and the Avalanche. Avalanche laying 220, Panthers laying 160. I'm sure you'll have 100. I mean, dude, you went fucking prop crazy even the other day. You fucking were smashing. I went out. I think I was out drinking that night or whatever. And I came back and I missed all your bets. And I come in and I'll count them right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 1 on props, over shots, over goal. Like, fuck did you pull that from? What? Why was that? Are you going to be doing that going forward? Or was that just that one game?
So I usually don't play the props during the regular season, but once the playoffs start, it's easier to hone down on the players you like, the matchups you like. And when there's less games on a given night, one to two games, it's easier to focus more on the player props as well. And it's something we've had success doing in the past. I'm just not a person that likes to give out 10 to 15 plays a night. So when we have a smaller schedule, it's easier for me to venture out into the player props. And,
so it was really, a light. It's like a one game, two game slate.
Yeah. It was the Rangers game six, Rangers game seven, and we smashed both games.
All right. Well, so I know you want to hold a lot back. I'm respecting of that, but
I got one I can give tonight.
We do have people who tune in and they like plays. So here you go, freeloaders. This is for me, taking care of you. What do you got for today? Give them one of the seven plays that you're going to have tonight.
I'll let our subscribers know that we will have a max bet coming tonight. One of your favorite five unit maxes. I've been smashing these. All first round. I have one locked in for tonight, but the one that I will share with the freeloaders is I do think the Panthers come in and win game one. They really didn't look good the first round. That game, that series went exactly as I predicted. If you read the article, I told you that I've said it a few times. I told you the Caps would win one on the road, win one at home, and then lose the next two. That's exactly what happened. Panthers can't play the way that they did in the first round. They didn't score on the power play. They really didn't score much, especially in the first. They almost played like the Rangers, where they didn't get going until the second period. That can't happen here. So I think that they come out firing tonight, and this is a really personal matchup for them. Two division rivals. The Panthers haven't been able to get over the Lightning hump the last few years. Lightning are looking to push for the third cup. The Panthers really want to make a name for themselves and show the league who they are. They have to win the series, and they have to come out and win game one tonight.
All right, so we're on the Panthers tonight, and I'm assuming your max bet will be on the other game, correct?
We'll see.
Or maybe not. I don't want to give it away. But I am excited that hockey is back. I know you are too, Ghost. We're going to get back to baseball and get out of here by 3 o'clock so that I can get these bets in. Anything else you want to share with the people?
Other than how exciting and how fun being in the chat is with the subscribers – you guys are missing that out more than anything. If you really
I have to show this before you leave. I'm sorry to cut you off. I mean, this is just insanity. This was when I was out. I was out at a bar, and I was like, look at my chat room right now. And I say my, but this was the chat room when the Rangers scored. That's not like, that's regular speed. I don't know if you guys can see this that clearly. It's just a complete, this goes on for 45 seconds. Like a minute of just straight, nonstop, absolute fucking chaos from top to bottom. Ghost with a mustache, all kinds of fucking shit. It just, there's nothing like it when we get into our room.
And the best part is that wasn't just one game. That's been all.
No, it happened literally fucking the Calgary scored after that. The same thing happened at like 2 a.m. Yep. So, I mean, it's just fun to have that back, to have that energy back. Like I was telling him, Ghost, April wasn't that fun. For me and a bunch of people on staff. I know you struggled out the gate with some baseball.
How about last night when you said suck a dick chat?
Suck a dick chat. That's my new line. So when the chat was tilting, I had bets on first inning, second inning, third inning, fourth inning, over 11.5. One run each team first five, one run each team first three in the Colorado-San Fran game, and it was 1-1 in the fourth. And then right when everyone started to fucking get a little fucking antsy and troll, boom, three-run homer and a fucking volcano exploded, and I started screaming, suck a dick chat. Right, Bill?
True story.
Bill loved it.
That's usually when I come in and get out.
Yeah, suck a dick, chat.
Guys, $27. All you have to do is come in for a week, see what the chat is like, see what hockey is like, see what the playoffs are like, and I guarantee you'll stick around even longer. $27. We have a max bet playing tonight. I'll be in there all night for both games. I'll see you in there.
I think I'm going to do a little promo for the current subs if they want to upgrade to a bigger package today, too. We'll see. We'll talk tonight. Ghost. Get out of here. Go get ready for tonight. Go get your hockey jersey on, over your sweater, over your thermal, over your t-shirt, over your boxers, over your shorts, under your pants.
See everyone later.
Right. Go put a wool hat on, too. It's only 85 out there, Ghost. All right. Ghosty Buns has exited stage right, Bill Rupp. I am actually putting my wager in right now for this St. Louis game so that I don't miss it. I do like that. You like that bet. We're on the same side of this. And you were mentioning how you had another bet that you liked for baseball today. So let me hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to – like yesterday, I rode Stanton, total bases. I'm riding him again.
Okay.
Giancarlo Stanton, total bases, over 1.5, plus 110.
All right, Stanton's been out of his mind. He's been hot. So this Yankee team in general I love tonight. I'm definitely on the Yankee train tonight. Just pulling up right here. There's going to be two more plays that I'll give you guys for baseball. Let's just run through a little bit. Anything in this game that's going live now, Bill? The White Sox, Kansas City, anything you're looking for? Anything you're looking at?
No, sir.
No, sir. Anything Cincy, Cleveland?
No.
All right. Tampa, Detroit. I don't have any interest in that. Detroit minus 300. I'm probably going to parlay that with the Yankees. So I'll give that play out right now. So we'll go Tigers, money line, Yankees, money line. And that is minus 105. So we'll give that one out right now. What did I write? Tigers? No, I'm sorry. Hold on. Tampa.
The Tigers plus two.
Tampa. I wrote
Why?
Tiger.
Why?
Tampa. Rays.
Why?
Why? I think the Tigers are fucking complete trash.
Man, are they really worth a minus 275?
Not really. I just need something to parlay with the Yankees. I'm going to put in the Yankees in a bunch of bets. And I do really like Tampa today. I like McClanahan. I'm actually a big McClanahan guy. I think he's very good. Right, very underrated.
Their problem isn't that. Their problem is their hitting.
Right. But McClanahan is a guy that I'm going to basically ride
Look at the total on that game.
You want to know or no?
Look at the total.
You want to ask me questions?
And six and a half.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So basically, and I'll admit it, this is basically just the fact that the Tigers can't win on the road. They're, I think, the worst road team in baseball right now. You know I'm a home road whore. I like McClanahan a lot. And this is basically a decent spot for Tampa to get right here. So I don't think they're going to go out and score five or six runs. I think McClanahan holds this team to literally nothing. If you look at his pitch type mix and the batters that are on Detroit, I won't nerd out on you here and break down all the fucking analytics on it. But this is a very, very favorable matchup for McClanahan here against a lineup that is not very good. So I think they win this game 4-1. You know, if you made me call it out, I mean, you're looking at pretty much the whole Detroit lineup. There's one guy in the Detroit lineup with under a 20% K rate. This whole lineup strikes out 20 to 30%. And if you're going to put McClanahan in a situation where he's going to have high strikeout upside, which I think he will today, and they're extending him too, I might actually have a K prop coming out for him also. 11 Ks, 5 Ks, 11 Ks, 7 Ks, 9 Ks, 8 Ks, 7 Ks so far this year. And if you look at his K prop right now against a lineup that should be striking out a fucking ton, I'm probably going to find a way to take this over 7.5 and bring it down, go to his alt strikeouts probably at like 7+ or 6+, and then use that with the Yanks also. But I think we're looking at a possible 10K outing right here. So we could put that out, Evan. Let's put that out. So McClanahan over 7.5 Ks. So that's minus 115. So I just think he dominates today. So I'm going to be in on that. What else on the baseball front here, Ruppy?
You like the Dodgers or anything early?
I'm weird on the Dodgers right now. I don't trust the Dodgers. Even last night, they looked like shit. We had a little stab on Arizona. I'm probably going to take the plus money with the Diamondbacks here today. What do you think? Merrill Kelly on the mound. Game two. Not game one, game two.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They just haven't been scoring a lot of runs.
Yeah, I don't want to put it out yet because I want to see what happens in the first game, and then I want to see what the lineup is for the second game. But I'm definitely not putting the Dodgers in anything right now. I'm definitely leaning Arizona. Arizona with a nice little comeback yesterday to lose 5-4. But I'm leaning Arizona with Merrill Kelly. I think he can keep the Dodgers at bay as good as he's been pitching, as bad as the Dodgers' offense has been. Even yesterday, they scored all the runs in like fucking one inning. You know, they didn't do anything for the whole rest of the game. So
It's always what they do.
Yeah, so the other game I'm going to be on that you're going to have to sign up to get multiple plays on will be this Colorado-San Francisco game. So
I mean, you had 46 units on that game.
I think I had like 35, yeah.
46.
I mean, listen, as long as we won, that's all that matters. So we're probably not going to do the inning-by-inning thing today, only because we got a 70-degree weather compared to 80-degree weather and a 12-mile-per-hour wind blowing in compared to an 18-mile-per-hour wind blowing out last night. So I'm going to get a little cute here, but I will tell you this. I will give you two bets here that I did give out to the subscribers. So we'll give these to you here. Let me put these in the chat, and this will end my baseball. I'll put these in, Ev, and then you can edit them and clean them up and make them look all fucking pretty. Hold on. So I'm going to be going with the First three innings. I love these bets on MGM. I know has them, and probably some other books have them, but I bet it on MGM. First three innings, each team to score one run. Okay, I got that. These are last night's lines. I'm assuming it hasn't moved too much. I got it last night at minus 105. I put it out early. I don't know if you see it there right now, Bill. That just seems a little ridiculous with these two pitchers on the hill. So Giants, Rockies, first three innings.
Plus 100.
All right, you can change that to plus 100. And what's the second one? One team, one run, two runs, first five innings?
First five?
Yeah, first five innings, two runs each. I got minus.
Yes, minus 105.
Okay, so I had minus 110. So that's fine. So I like both of those. If you don't have those on your book, don't know what to tell you. Get a different book. But basically, just need each team to get on the board in the first three and get two runs on the board in the first five. I think we'll get that pretty easy. So that's all of my baseball plays for today, Bill. I probably have another play or two for the subscribers, but that's all for here. I haven't dug into the late games yet. Not really that interested in them off the bat. Anything else in the baseball front for you?
Nope.
Nope. All right. We did hockey. We did baseball. On to the hardwood. NBA is back. Luka Doncic, my dude, knocks off the Suns. I told you guys here on Stay Cashin', the Suns are fucking frauds. I told you that before the playoffs started. I looked pretty stupid after round one, and I was starting to look pretty stupid in round two, to the point where I actually started to believe in them. But they're trash. Chris Paul never sold his soul to the cabal, and every year they fucking wipe him out. That's how it works. You got to do what D Wade did. You got to do what fucking LeBron did. You got to fucking sell out, and he's never fully sold out, so he will never get a ring. Neither will Kyrie, neither will James Harden. So, Bill, you got your Celtics to advance. I hit my sexy Max series bet that I threw in the middle. So we're both heavy Celtics in that final game. Big win for us, big win for the subs. Are you still confident that the Celtics make it to the finals?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They got defense, and they can score. Listen. Miami's defense and one player right now who's scoring, Butler. Mm-hmm. Think we can shut Butler down.
He's saying we already. You hear that?
Yeah. I got the bet, so I'm with them. If they lose, they'll be hearing from me. So we're in it together.
All right. Cool. Says Bill Rupp. So are you putting a play on? I know you usually don't like to bet the game ones too much. Are you putting a play on this game?
No, I'm not betting a game. I'm just going to take Jimmy Butler steals over 1.5, minus 145.
Okay.
I like that. Jimmy Butler's had the steals. He should have had it every game last series, but we lost on one because they took one away.
Uh-huh.
He whipped the defense to play. It should be a good defensive game tonight. People throwing the ball around. He's going to walk into a couple of them. So,
all right.
I like it.
So, Jimmy Butler, just throw that in the thing there for.
I already put it up. Yeah.
All right. I'm actually going with the Heat tonight. It's not as much that I think the Heat are a far better team or that I think anything like that. I just think in this game one situation here, the Celtics are coming off an exhausting series. I mean, even though they won that last one handily, coming back from 3-2 down, going out in game six, you know, getting the win, then going to game seven, getting a nice, you know, handy win, which I was on. And then, you know, you're getting basically one day off and you're coming right back to fly to Miami and go play fucking game one. I just think that this is a letdown spot emotionally, mentally for the Celtics. The Heat are well rested. They wrapped up their series, you know, pretty handily. So I think this is a good spot. If you're getting the Heat here, minus 115, 135, depending on what it is. I think I got minus 125. I think this is the best time to take the Heat. If the Heat don't win this game today, this is going to be a very quick series. I think this is over in 5 or 6 if the Heat don't win it today. They need to get some momentum. This is the time to do it. So I got the Heat coming out, getting a win against what I believe to be tired Celtics team, that an arrested Miami team. Bill's shaking his head no.
No, they're not. They're not tired.
Okay. Well, they're going
to
lose.
They're good to go. What about your boy Horford's threes?
No, fuck him. Since it was so popular and we fucking smashed Horford up and down the fucking hills, I mean, the guy doesn't even shoot the fucking ball anymore. So from a prop perspective, I'll lean on Aber and Healy and the guys that have been studying NBA DFS the whole entire year on game one. And then by game two, once I start to see anything, I'll start to chime in with the props. But right now, Don't love it, man. I mean, it's a low total, right? 204. You have the Celtics, who are a great defensive team. We've struggled to hit props against the Celtics. Everyone has. If anything, I may be looking at some under props in this series and trying to take some things under. I want to see how they handle Jimmy Butler. I want to see if Tatum and those guys do to him what they did to fucking Durant, if they're doubling him, if they're staying on him, if they're ISOing him. If anything, right now, I would say Tyler Hero is going to be the guy. This is a situation where they're really going to need Tyler Hero. But since the addition of Oladipo and stuff, his minutes are erratic. So very interested to see how this goes and what the rotations are. And then I'll jump on it for game two. We don't need to go into the other series, the Golden State series, because that's not till tomorrow. But speaking of futures, we do have futures. I put out two futures mid-series for both. Golden State Warriors versus the Celtics and Golden State Warriors versus the Heat in the finals. Both of them were plus 500. So we don't really care who comes out of this series. As long as Golden State comes out of the other series, we're sitting on a plus 500, which we can then hedge in the finals there for the subs. We really want it to be the Celtics, though, because Bill and the rest of the staff has the Celtics. So me personally, I don't care, but I'll root for this fucking jerk off, I guess. Anything else on this NBA game here? What about?
Nope.
No, what about?
It's going to be a good game.
All right. Well, I don't know what that is. That was going to be like Bill Rupp and then, I don't know, Will, maybe I was going to call you?
Mm. I don't know.
Turned into like Will Wub. That was weird. All right, what else we got here? Anything?
I don't think we have anything else to cover.
That is beautiful. Any questions from the chat? I'm just looking through here.
It's three o'clock.
All right, we're getting close to fucking launch time for our fucking St. Louis Cardinals. I wore my red for the Cardinals today as they go and smack the Mets up. I think this is going to be bold proclamation here. This is going to be the beginning of a little swoon for the Mets. Bill Rupp's fucking ego is going to...
I mean, you're just so sore that you made that bet. You got that shitty Toronto
team. I didn't want fucking Toronto. I didn't want Toronto.
Tough. You took them.
Fucking Rackets.
You fucking...
Rackets fucking...
Now he's even denouncing them.
Yeah, he's denouncing Toronto now. I almost killed him yesterday on a microphone. All of a sudden, he's like, Toronto sucks. I'm like, you don't want to make me take him. This is a fucking bet. They might finish 30 games below the fucking Mets. I'm going to owe Bill $3,000. Fucking asshole. Fucking, so yeah, but I do think a little swoon is upon us here for the Mets. This is it. I'll tell you this, okay? Put this on record here so everyone take a little note. If the Mets make it through May 29th, two games, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So in their next 10 games, if they're 6-4, I'm a believer. Okay? 6-4 is like fringe, though. I'm not like all in, but I'm there. 7-3, I'm going to basically admit to Bill Rupp I was dead wrong on the fucking Mets. Dead fucking wrong. 5-5 is what I expect them to be lower than. They have five against St. Louis, which is not easy. Four. They have three in Coors Field, which is not easy. And then they have three against my Giants.
They have such a big lead. They're 5.5 games up in that division. They basically just need to play 500 throughout the rest of the season, and they got it.
But that still doesn't make me believe that they're a great team. Listen, this 10-game
stretch. And listen, and we possibly, I'm saying possibly, have the best pitcher in baseball coming back to the team.
Possibly, or you have the best
pitcher. And you know they're retiring. And you know Uncle Stevie's getting a bat.
Or you have him retiring. Right. Like, you don't get to play Washington and fucking Philly and Atlanta and all these shit. You got to run a three tough series. So I'm just conceding it. St. Louis tough. At Colorado is tough. And San Fran is tough. Little road, West Coast road trip here. Let's see how the Metsies do. My prediction, Evan, 3-7, 4-6 on this road trip.
Oof.
Yeah. We're looking at it. Look at a 3-7, 4-6 road trip.
Come that Mbappe is leaving PSG for Real Madrid, probably.
That means nothing to me. I don't even know he was on. Yes. I know he's good. I know he's good, and I like to say his name. Mbappe.
Oh, he's on PSG.
Mbappe. Yes, I did. He's on the blue team. Yes, Mbappe. Yes, I did know that. PSG. He's on there with Neymar?
Yes.
Let's go. Fuck yeah. We're ending on that note. Final words, Bill Rupp.
We already collected on Monday, so let's do it again.
I mean, as a ghost, don't say. Ghost said if you only had someone to tell you the Jays wouldn't be good. I'm the one who said the Jays wouldn't be good, too. I was on your side saying their pitching sucks. So So that was me too. I got roped into it. Roped into it because I fucking ended up in this debate with Bill, and I just didn't want to look like a bitch on the microphone because he was just telling me, you think the Mets are going to – it really wasn't about Toronto being good. It was about the Mets sucking. And I was like, ah, the Mets aren't going to be good. And then I thought Toronto would have the advantage of unvaccinated Yankees, Red Sox, and all these guys not playing. First fucking series, the whole Yankee team gets vaccinated. That's going to cost me like fucking 12 wins over the course of the year. So I got fucked. Fucked in the ass again.
I mean, like, what? Why would you hold out that whole time?
I got screwed.
Why would you hold out? That's my screw. Why would you hold out that whole time just to get it right before? Like, it doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense. That's why I figured they weren't getting it. I thought Toronto was going to get fucking 8 home games against all those teams with no Judge, no.
I mean, listen, I think they figured that too.
Yeah, I did too when I made a fucking bet with you about them and the Mets. So if, when I lose this thing by 10, 12 games, it's going to be those fucking 24 home games against the AL East, which had no one. The Red Sox had no one vaccinated. The Yankees had no one, and the Rays had no one vaccinated. I'm looking at fucking 15 wins right there. We're going to get fucked, Joey Rackets. You fuck. I'm coming after you at 5:30. Rupping Rackets. We're going to war, Rackets, me and you. All right, final words, Bill.
Nothing. I already said it.
Nothing. He already said it. Evan, final words.
We had good viewership today, but I don't understand why if you watch the show 3 times a week, you have to come in here, even if you're full screen on your phone and you don't like the goddamn video. How does it? I don't know babies. How that's not possible. We're not even at 100 likes right now.
They're trash babies.
Trash babies.
They're trash babies. That's what I told you. And guess what? Tomorrow, you're getting 2 less plays from me. Or maybe you get 3 more.
How am I going to get Tom Brady to sit over here on the couch next to me if we can't get the likes?
I mean, I don't know. Listen, here's what I'm doing. I'm not going to punish you with plays tomorrow, okay? I'm going to give you a final chance tomorrow, okay? Thor's hammer will be dropped. I'm planning on giving something away on Friday and doing some free stuff for you guys, okay? If we get to the 100, and we better get there before fucking 3 o'clock, I will give away some free shit. If we don't, I will not give away some free shit. So it's like a... punish. It's not a bribe because I was going to do it anyway. It's more a takeaway. Okay. So get your ass in gear. Come back tomorrow. Get your head right. Go get some sleep. Show up at 2:05 ready to fucking rock and push a button. All right. I need you guys locked in and ready to do this. Got it?
Curls.
For Bill Rupp. For Evan Hand. Work that fucking finger out.
Look at that fucking thing. Oh my God. It was so scary.
Mine?
Look how long and jointed it was.
Mine?
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's because I broke my knuckle.
Oh my God, it was like popping.
Yeah, all my knuckles aren't like that. It's just that one.
That thing is scary.
Yeah.
Ugh. I could put this away, bro. You're giving me nightmares.
Put it up your ass.
Get that thing out of here.
No, imagine this fucking hand just grabbing your fucking face.
Put that thing away.
Good luck. Stay crushing.
Let's go.